Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Power Your Life Radio. And I'm Dr. Joanne White, and it's always a pleasure to be here, and even more of a pleasure to have incredible guests that are so aligned with what we're doing and also with the new year. And speaking about alignment, what is spiritual alignment? And we're going to find out more about that and how you can get more spiritually aligned for the new year. And when that happens, anything can happen. So my first guest and my beautiful only guest today is Deborah Southworth. She's a certified spiritual minister, a divine energy conductor, a speaker, a believe, you'll have to tell me about that, TV host, a spiritual mentor and healer who leads divine energy guided meditations on Long Island and also in South Carolina. When she was 6 years old, Deborah received a visitation from the Virgin Mary, and it was a beautiful vision of pure love. At that moment, it was when Deborah realized that there was much more, so much more to life than meets the naked eye, and she became interested in advanced metaphysical thought. Deborah's purpose is to inspire and empower others to align with their gifts and share them with the world through mentoring, distance energy sessions, in-person divine energy sessions, group guided divine energy, journeying meditations, and so much more. Once Deborah made this commitment, her channel further opened, and she began to channel wisdom and energy of many ascended masters, including the Virgin Mary. Welcome, Deborah Southworth. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you, Dr. Joanne. And what a lovely intro that was. Thank you.
My pleasure. You know, I'm fascinated. I want to hear the story, Deborah, of that visitation from the Virgin Mary. You were so young, and yet, firstly, you know, how did you know it was the Virgin Mary, and what happened? I know our listeners really want to know about this like I do.
Well, I have very strong Catholic roots, and at about 5 or 6, I can't remember how old I was exactly, but a bright light woke me up in the doorway of my bedroom, and I glanced over, and there was an illuminated being standing there. She was so beautiful, and I mean, she looks like the paintings that you may have seen with the beautiful blue robe and the aura just absolutely shining. It was lovely. So I had no fear. I mean, I was just a little girl, and I hopped out of bed and I walked over to her, and I just gazed at her, and I felt so much love coming from her. And, you know, I wasn't quite sure what to do. And she put her hand out to me, and she said, "Go back to bed, child." It was very simple. And I crawled back in bed, and I fell asleep. And the next morning I woke up, and I remember clearly asking my sister, "Did you come into my bedroom last night? Was that you in that beautiful robe?" And she said, "No." And then I asked my mother, and I was just so very touched, and I had this feeling of great love about me from that point forward, and I knew that it was very, very special. And I did recognize her as the Virgin Mary, but I suppose, you know, being grounded in this reality, we try to figure out if there was another explanation, and that's what I tried to do. And I've thought about that often since that point. So it's a beautiful thing. And it was at that point that I realized that there is so much more to life than meets the naked eye, truly, that we are surrounded, by angels and guides and ascended masters. And that was my first metaphysical experience looking back in my life.
You know, it's wonderful because you and I have worked with people, Deborah, and often they'll talk about, especially when they're young, visitations from angels. I've worked with kids and parents who have that, and some of them don't even remember it as they get older and their parents have to remind them. But you carry that with you, which is beautiful because it helped to shift you and to do the work that I believe, and I'm sure you believe, that you were meant to do. Now, I want to just dwell on that a little bit more. Did you say to your mom that I had a visitation from the Virgin Mary? Did they respond, or did you just...
I did. I did. And, you know, it's funny because we were raised Catholic, but, you know, it's Catholic going to church on Sunday and saying the rosary and, you know, going to religious instructions. No one in my family had actually had a tangible experience like that. And I think that my mom thought that I was dreaming. And, you know, my sister, 10 years older than me, and she probably doesn't even remember it to this day, but she's like, no, I wasn't in your bedroom. So then I knew it had to be something very, very special. So then I just sort of kept it to myself. And, you know, I have to tell you, quite honestly, I didn't think about it for years later. I mean, I grew up, I went to school, I got married, I had children, and it wasn't until truly about 1986 when I picked up A Course in Miracles, which is an absolutely amazing book, and began to read that memory, it came back to me about being visited by the Virgin Mary and how special it was. And today, truly, I believe that I have her beautiful energy around me. It's called Mother Mary energy, and it assists me, you know, with my clients. So it's, you know, life is an amazing journey.
You know, it totally is, and oftentimes, like even when we have challenges, as you and I have talked about, oftentimes they're there, and there's a gift within it if we can find it and figure it out, and oftentimes it's leading us. I know that's true in my life in so many different in the direction, really, that we're supposed to be, or the directions that we're supposed to be in. Now, you and I are very familiar with the word spiritual alignment, what it means, and we do that with our clients and groups and whatever, but I'm not sure that all of our listeners, Deborah, are aware of that. So can you explain what it is and why it's so important, especially now in 2018? Yes.
Sure, absolutely. And I'm going to explain what it means to me. Your version may be just a little bit different, and certainly as I tell all of my clients and friends that I talk to about this, you know, take the words that you connect with and reflect on what they mean to you, and I'm sure that you'll receive an even greater wisdom that's very personal to you. But spiritual alignment is when you make a conscious choice and you have the pure intention to align with the energy of Creator. Now, you could call that Creator, Source, God, Christ energy, Allah, Buddha, whatever you feel close to spiritually. In order for you to align, to become aligned with this energy, you have to first desire it, right? Then you need to make a conscious choice to align with it. And I'm telling you, when you do this, your life will just begin to unfold in such a beautiful way, and your gifts begin to appear. So it's a truly, truly beautiful thing. And I'm ever evolving, you know, and of course I'm human, so we're walking in this physical plane, and, you know, we slip up a little bit, and, you know, but then you just pick yourself up and you start over with, and again, with pure intention and conscious choice, you align with Source, and you begin to, well, at least for myself, I began to receive messages and insights and spiritual wisdom that I realized it's almost like a resonant remembrance. This wisdom is truly a part of you. It's who you are, and as you begin to align with Source more deeply, you begin to remember and maybe possibly even receive additional spiritual downloads I don't know if your listeners are familiar with that, but it's blocks.
I get them all. Yeah, I get them all the time. Now I have a question though, because somebody's asking, like, again, how do I get there? I mean, it sounds great. I would love to be more aligned spiritually and with source energy. But how do I get there? You were gifted that in a way, but many people sort of have to kind of acknowledge that, like you said, which is very important. But then what are the steps? Are there steps for people?
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, it's a very personal thing. My steps that I took to become more spiritually aligned may not be exactly your steps. I would suggest, you know, again, you need to have that conscious choice, that pure desire to become more spiritually aligned. And then, you know, go into a bookstore. There's so much beautiful information out there, so many books that have been written that can help you along your path. For me personally, as I said, back in 1986, I picked up A Course in Miracles, and I joined A Course in Miracles study group where we took turns reading and really getting into the information that was being extended to us. And interestingly enough, now I've had this book for over 30 years, and every time I go back and I reread material that I may have read already, who knows, 20 times, it unravels it. It goes just a little bit deeper, and I get a little bit more out of it. So, you know, and don't judge yourself. Don't compare yourself to other people, because comparison can be the thief of joy. And it's when you're aligned with that beautiful love vibration and joy, and again, you've got the conscious choice that you'd like to align. And, you know, you're desiring to. And so you're going to go a little bit deeper in each moment. Pray, meditate. Meditation can be an absolutely amazing tool, right, to go deeper.
Yes, and, you know, it's what's important, and I always like to tell people that. First, I want to say something. The fact that you are saying it's really very individual, that is so important, because if we try to do what somebody else is doing or whatever, and it's not, it, you know, it may not be the way that we're supposed to be going, and then we get into the self-criticism and the self-doubt and whatever. So I like that idea, and I think the same is true, Deborah, with meditation. Years ago, I had an injury, and I was studying meditation with a guru, and I could not sit because I was in so much pain from an injury, and I had to lie down. And you know, I spoke to the person who was leading it before, because, you know, everybody's supposed to sit a certain way, and that was just not in the cards. So I do a lot of walking meditations where I receive downloads and information, and I just want to put out there that meditation is just as unique as that spiritual alignment. It's an individual process, because I don't want people to feel, well, if I'm not sitting with my legs crossed in a certain way, I'm not going to be meditating or releasing or receiving guidance.
True. It's absolutely true. There's so many different ways to meditate, and believe it or not, sometimes I would like to go on YouTube and, you know, follow a beautiful guided meditation on YouTube. Or maybe I'm sitting outside on my back porch in the summer and, you know, there's a gentle breeze and I hear the birds singing, and I just, you know, being in the moment can be such a beautiful, relaxing, meditative act to gift yourself. And you can feel the stress just sort of melting away. And, you know, I also talk to my clients about earthing. I don't know if that's something that you know, people are familiar with, but you don't want to go outside.
I do that too.
Very cold here. Yeah. Go outside, you know, when the weather is a little bit warmer, barefoot, and just imagine that you're growing roots and they're going down into beautiful Mother Earth, and then extend your arms outward to the universe and just gaze up to the sky and realize that you are a beautiful part of this wonderful universe, and just feel that beautiful energy coming into the top of your head and your arms. And, you know, you could do it for 2 minutes, you can do it for 10 minutes, and then before you stop, just like scoop it up with your arms and bringing up it up to your heart, and then imagine the roots coming back up through your body, and that you're taking that beautiful healing earth energy with it. And it can just be so healing. I mean, the ancients had this wisdom, and we're just now beginning to reconnect with it again and extending it to others. And that's a beautiful thing. So, or go for a walk. Like you said, you love to go for a walk. And pay attention to the present moment that you're in. Try not to think about the PTO or the work that needs to be done on your car or the laundry. That it just takes some time and go for a walk.
You know, Ellen DeGeneres years ago used to have something funny about when she tried to meditate, and it was just like a little spoof on meditation. She'd be in the meditative posture that I was talking about, whatever, and her mind would be a little crazy thoughts like, did I turn the stove off? Did the oven off? You know, little things like, is the trash out? What happened to little ways that the mind takes us away from what's really important, and it's just going on and on and on. And I think it's important to add to all the beautiful things that you're saying is when that happens, you know, just don't focus on those thoughts, because just let them, just release them. And as you do and don't get upset about them, it's like, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, that will not ease and get you into that quiet, meditative place. Now, if something something so important that people are asking, we're in the midst of, I think, we're in the midst of some incredibly beautiful changes. And yet when you take a look at what's going on in the world, it doesn't seem like that, and there's a lot of chaotic energy and nervous energy, and people are feeling, what's going to happen? How do I? And there's a sense of, how do I handle it? What do I do about it? There's no feeling of control. What do you recommend, Deborah?
You know,
to help
again,
during this,
kind of centering yourself and trying to realize. Who it is that you actually are. You are truly, feel this, a powerful, creative soul. And I believe that you and I, we chose to come here into this beautiful physical reality to make a difference in the world. So if you can tune out the chaos just a little bit, I know some of it just feels totally out of our control, and it can be very disheartening at times. But if you can center yourself, and just, again, try to align and remember who you are. You are love. You are an extension of the Creator, truly. You came here to shine your beautiful light, your beautiful gifts on the world to uplift. I mean, you didn't choose to come here into an absolutely perfect world. Then, you know, we'd still be dancing around the stars, right? But no, we came here to make a difference. So shine, shine on. Truly, as the highest version of your authentic self, don't compare yourself to other people. Everybody has their own unique gifts, and shine your light and share. And now if you see something in the world that feels out of your control, and certainly we're bombarded on a daily basis, you know, between media and work and conversations, and just, you know, take a step back and kind of center yourself. Realize that you came here to make a difference. Say a prayer. Don't, if you feel as though something is totally out of control, this is what I do. I step back and I pray for it. I send love to the situation. I don't have control what's happening in, say, Syria or whatever. So I stop and I pray for everyone there. Maybe make a donation to an organization that's helping to affect positive change. Do whatever you can on a personal basis, so you don't feel as though you don't have control. And then step back. And then in your day-to-day experiences and interactions with other people, choose not to judge. Smile at someone. Open the door for someone as they're walking into a coffee shop. Maybe
and not to smile at someone. Also be gentle. We're such strong self-critics. Also be gentle with oneself, with yourself. And I think it's also important to think about, there are many things And I love what you just said, because it's beautiful in terms of how to really connect. And I'm with you. I believe that we're here to do service. I think it's important to recognize that there is a lot that we are in control of, too. I mean, we do make choices constantly. And you were talking about just, you know, letting go, whatever. To me, it's about surrendering, like you do with a beautiful prayer, like you were talking about. So there are so many beautiful ways, that, and you've mentioned them. What has been a challenge with you, Deborah, if anything, in terms of getting to that place of surrendering or turning things over or receiving messages? I mean, was it always easy, or has there been any challenge with that that you had to work through?
It's been an evolution for me, quite honestly. Although I've been on this incredibly beautiful evolving path, you know, getting into deeper metaphysics and spirituality for over 30 years now, where I've become more aware that there truly is a greater purpose to life, it's been a bit of a struggle. And it was only 2.5 years ago, believe it or not, I turned 60. And a lot of my friends and family had no idea the books that I had read and my philosophy, because I stepped back and I was afraid that I was going to be judged. But something happened to me when I turned 60, and I realized, okay, now truly, I don't know how many years I have left on this beautiful planet. I don't know. I thought, what, 20, 25? I want this chapter of my life to really be the best. And I've had some beautiful chapters, you know, raising my children. I had a lovely childhood. I'm crazy in love with my husband. I have healthy relationships and all of these things I'm grateful for. But I'm so much more than just a wife and a mother and a worker. I have gifts to share. And 2.5 years ago, when I truly realized this, when I became one with this beautiful truth, energy shifted. And that's when I began to receive downloads and information. And, you know, my biggest struggle during those 2.5 years from then to now would be comparing myself to other people. And I had something happen, I don't know, within the past year, where I was watching an interview on Oprah. She was interviewing the lovely Marianne Williamson, who is, she is very involved with the Christian
right.
Miracle. Yeah, she's got beautiful truths to share. And I'm watching her, and, you know, instead of being totally uplifted, when the show was over, I began to compare myself with her. And I thought, who am I? I'm no Marianne Williamson. You know, she's beautiful and articulate, and listen to her message. And I owned that limiting energy for at least 24 hours. And I needed to feel it and recognize it. And the next day when I woke up, I hopped in the shower, and I get a lot of messages in the shower because I'm kind of quiet and the water's a beautiful conductor. And Spirit said to me at that point, strive to be the highest version of your authentic self and not a secondhand version of everyone else. The world doesn't need another Marianne Williamson.
No, you know, that's right. They need you and everybody. And
yeah.
If that's, you know, 24 hours is nothing. If you think about it, some people carry that sense of comparison for years, and especially with young people who are constantly comparing themselves to, you know, in terms of beauty and intelligence and whatever. So I think that that's great that you were able to turn that around and be receptive to the messages and the guidance. And I think that's key. I mean, I believe that the universe and God and the powers, you know, that source energy is within us, and that the messages, the information, the guidance is there once, like you said, we connect and we allow for that. And then it's about really paying attention, like you said, Deborah, and getting the messages, because they come through, whether it's like through a book or what somebody else says or a show or even a conversation with a friend. It's everywhere, which it's beautiful.
It truly, truly is. And you want to know a way that I get some beautiful messages is with songs. And now, have you ever just had a random song pop into your head for no reason?
Yes.
And you're walking around the house and you're humming and you're singing. And then I began to realize this happened right after my mom died back in 2005. I heard this song in my head. I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key, that one.
Right.
I'm dating myself. It's from the 70s. And then I remembered that my mother had met my father in the 1940s. Where else? I got goosebumps all over my head while I'm telling the story. She met him at a roller skating rink in Waterbury. And yes, so then all of a sudden I got this flash of a picture of my mom being like 19 years old again, you know, with her bobby socks and, you know, her roller skates just dipping around. And again, I'm covered in goosebumps as I retell this story. And I just imagine my mother just wholly happy and, you know, zipping around the universe on roller skates.
You know, I love that, and that's it. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to make sense, except it's tapping into something within you, a memory or whatever. I had an experience when my mother died, too, whereby I was reading something and in a newspaper, and there was her name, and it wasn't even about her, but there was her name there, and a little, and it was like, to me, it was like my mother saying hello, and I would find pennies and feathers,
yes,
and those are your,
yes,
are messages from heaven. And when my cat Selene, my sweet Selena, died, I was getting messages all over, pennies and feathers, and it's interesting because just last week, and it's been about a year, and I still miss her. Just last week, I found her a toy. I opened up a drawer, and there was one of her toys. And
and every time you think about her, she's with you, truly.
They are. And, you know, my sister once said she had two cats. She said, you know, I see them. I feel this energy. I feel them scurrying around the house. So, yeah, you're right. They are. You have something. You have an incredible gift for us for 2018, and I want our listeners to receive it. You are going to take us through something, and I'm all excited about it. So tell our listeners, Deborah, what we're going to be doing, and you guide us.
I'm very, very excited to share this technique with you. And again, this I received about 2.5 years ago when I decided that I was out of the closet with my gifts and I was just going to shine on as my authentic self and extend these beautiful truths as I've come to know them. And spirit, a beautiful technique with me. I am a divine energy conductor. I don't like to use the word healer because I've kind of evolved past that. I'm a channel for this energy, as each and every one of us are. It comes with an affirmation, and the affirmation is, I am a pure channel of divine love. I release those things that no longer serve me. Now, this is very simple. All of my messages are truly very simple. But this message comes with a technique that I want you to imagine as you're saying this lovely affirmation. And you can find it online. Follow me at Divinely Deborah. I'm all over social media, and I share this graphic often. As you say this beautiful affirmation, outstretch your hands to the universe because you're accepting this beautiful energy while you're saying it. I am a pure channel of divine love, and I release those things that no longer serve me. And imagine beautiful divine energy is pouring in through the top of your head. Imagine it like water, and it's coming in through the top of your head, through your crown, and it's going throughout your whole body. But specifically, I want you to visualize it coming down your right arm. Put your right hand over your heart. You know how we used to say a Pledge of Allegiance, only slightly above your heart, and your left hand is over your solar plexus, which is your core, right around your tummy, okay? And I want you to move your hand in a circular motion. Now, the energy that no longer serves you, if you want to visualize this, is like, imagine that it's iron, and the energy from the divine is coming in through the top of your head, and it's coming down into your heart chakra, through your whole body, but specifically visualize your heart chakra, and it's being pushed down into your solar plexus. Now, this is where we hold on to these energies, okay? I've got a heartache. Oh, I've got a pain in the pit of my stomach. I've got a knot. So imagine that it's like iron, and your right hand channeling the divine love, your left hand is churning all of this energy that no longer serves you. And your hand is like a magnet. Imagine that. And it's attracting this energy to your hand. Then you bring your hand up and you release it into the universe like you're letting a little birdie go. Do not place any specific importance to it. I don't even want you to define the energy that you're releasing. If you don't want to, just let it go. And then go back again, affirm. I'm a pure channel of divine love. I release those things that no longer serve me. And know that you do have the power to release this energy. And just keep this up for a little while. If later on I'll share my website, and I have the technique, I videotaped it. In case you're wondering and you're afraid maybe you're not doing it right, just follow the link. There's a YouTube link, and you can see how it's done. And I'd like you to own the fact that you truly are a pure channel of divine love. And I know that, you know, maybe nobody's come right out and told you that before. I know nobody came out and told me that until 2.5 years ago when I really connected that I am an extension truly of this beautiful divine energy. And you know, I do have the power to release what no longer serves me: angst, anxiety, depression, you know, PTSD, memories that no longer serve me. And this leaves tangible space as you release that energy for energies that do serve you: love, kindness, compassion, abundance, creativity, enhanced relationships. I mean, it's amazing. I feel so light when I even talk about this. And this is a beautiful technique to teach your children as well, because life can be stressful for them. You know, they go to school and there's a lot of pressure and peer pressure and sometimes bullying and whatever. Just let them know that they're beautiful channels of this divine love as well, and they can release this energy. So it's lovely.
It is lovely, and you know, and I was doing it as you're talking. I do a lot of affirmations, and I do that with my walk, and I do a lot of forgiveness stuff, you know, for myself and other people. When I was doing this, as you were talking and kind of guiding us, I felt lifted. I felt more open and lighter and joyful. So it's very beautiful, and it feels.
Yes.
We're being taken care of, which to me is so important. Deborah, you and I can talk forever because we're so connected, yeah. And the message that you have is such a very powerful, strong message that is so timely for what's going on right now. We need to be able to connect and to align with source energy and be in spiritual alignment and attunement, and you are one of the incredible teachers that show people the way. Tell us how people could get a hold of you and maybe something that's coming up next, because we're running out of time.
Absolutely. And I just want to, one more thought is that I want to make sure that our listeners know that they can connect with their angels, guides, and ascended masters. You are always supported in spirit. You need to ask. You know, you possess free will. So if you ask, like, I would love to feel the presence of my angels, I would love to be inspired, I would love to get songs, ask. That's very important.
Now, I have a question about that somebody's raising right now. And
okay.
Somebody said, I believe that, but and she, I guess, it looks like it's Catholic religion. She said that she felt, and again, I don't know what's right with that. She says that she was told or felt or believed or one of those that she did not have the ability or could not directly connect, that she had to go through an intercessor, like a priest.
Oh,
or
I totally understand. I was taught the same thing. I have strong Catholic roots, and I still respect the Catholic religion. But, and I say this, this is my truth. If you don't want to connect with it, that's fine. Realize that religions were created by man. They absolutely were. However, inspired, they serve a specific agenda, okay? You need no one between you and God. You truly are surrounded by love and angels and source, and you do not need to go through an intercessor to connect with this source. If you still would like to go to confession, it's a lovely thing if the person that you're talking with truly connects with your soul, your spirit. But if you are sorry for something, just chalk it up for experience and forgive yourself. And I promise you, my goodness, you are able to connect with this beautiful source energy and your angels directly. Religion has
been thank you, because I feel the same way, and I think that's so important. I think that the relationship, and I hope I'm not out of line, I think that the relationship that we have with God or with source or angels, to me, is a very personal and beautiful one, and it's like just between me and source, me and God, me and the, you know what I mean? So I'm glad you said that, because I think that is important, and I don't think it tells anybody you have to do something or whatever. It's offering another way. All right, getting back to Deborah Southworth, tell us how to get a hold of you and connect with you more.
Yes, thank you so much. You can find me at Divinely Deborah, D-I-V-I-N-E-L-Y, D-E-B-R-A, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on LinkedIn. I also, my website is very easy. It's www.deborahsouthworth.com. And my email, divinelydeborah@yahoo.com. So feel free to reach out to me using any of those venues. And, I look forward to chatting with you. This has been fun. Thank you so much.
Well, we wanted it to be fun, and it's important that we're uplifted for 2018. And you are a beautiful soul, my friend, and you have beautiful messages. That we need to hear. So thank you so much for being a valuable guest, and many blessings to you, Deborah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been
my pleasure. Thanks. Have a blessed day. So tune into Deborah and really listen. Find out where you can get that affirmation that Deborah did, and hopefully you can do that and spend time with it without the judgment. That's a very powerful message from Deborah that I agree with, because once we get into judgment, we lose sight of the evolutionary process of each one of us. And yes, again, Deborah said something that I believe is so right on. We're all here to serve in some way. We're all here. We've come here to do something, to help, to support. So we're connected, beautifully connected. We're shifting gears. Next week we have Carol Starr Taylor, who's going to be talking, and that is January 17th. And if you missed anything of beautiful Deborah Southworth's message and show today, you can tune in to my website, docwhite.org, docwhite.org, that's a short one, or drjoannewhite.com, and find out more about upcoming shows. Go to Blog Talk Radio and tune in to Power Your Life. Call it Power Your Life because some of the guests, like Deborah Southworth, actually I'll say all the guests, have something beautiful that they can share with us to help empower us and move us forward in our lives and onward. So again, thanks so much for joining us. Remember that you are an incredible, powerful, beautiful being, and keep shining. And thanks so much for being here. Have a blessed day, blessed evening, wherever you are.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.